China's state church is accused of scheming to persecute Christians. One woman reaches thousands of kids with the gospel, and a ministry wants you to walk in another kid's shoes. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission at Work News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. China's government-recognized church organizations say they're willing to support the country's house churches by providing them with Bibles. Yet a recent scenario tells a completely different story. China Aid Association's Catherine Kaysen.
This story comes from a Christian house church leader named Mrs. Cheng Fengying, and her house was seized illegally, and her accusation that the government, in collusion with the TSPM, has seized her house. Not only that, but for a number of years persecuted her and her house church group.
So, the state-run church is now cracking down on house churches? Unfortunately, yes. Kaysen says Fengying's situation isn't unusual. In fact, the harassment against the house church movement is becoming the norm. What should you do about it?
Pray for justice, for boldness and faith, for the believers there who are undergoing such trials. But also speak out to authorities, speak out for those who don't have a voice. The believers in China who are struggling, a lot of times it makes a huge difference if people from the international community will speak out on their behalf.
Meanwhile, the military-led government of Myanmar continues to make it difficult for people in need. In May, thousands were killed and millions were displaced by Cyclone Nargis. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says not only is the government hampering relief efforts, now they're turning to another segment of society.
It seems like the government has just tightened the screws even tighter, and we had reported to us that 50 churches were just closed down in Yangon.
The powerful cyclone orphaned many children in Myanmar. Vision Beyond Borders is addressing that need by opening orphanages. Has that work been affected? Klein says no.
We've been kind of working really low level with some local contacts and trying to keep the foreign presence out so that it doesn't draw attention to them.
One orphan home is done, three others are underway, and yet another will start in June. Your support will help them provide a Christian foundation to the lives of Burmese children. You're listening to Mission Network News. Thousands of children are being reached with the gospel in Madagascar. Book of Hope's Jacques Van Bummel says books and movies have been helpful.
The books that we have is basically a book that caters for children who have very low literacy. It's got a lot of pictures in it, and it tells the life and story of Christ, and it's linked with a movie that we show, The God-Man. And the children are constantly being reminded so that they could also share the story and tell the story to other children in the community.
A local woman, Gladys, has worked tirelessly to make sure the response to these materials is great.
I think since the 15th of January, when they had their first outreach of the year, on our records, she's shown more than 130,000 children that's being reached with the books. And about 67,000 children have actually seen the God-Man.
Pray that the lives of kids would continue to be transformed in Madagascar. Meanwhile, by applying biblical principles to the business world, Christians are reaching out to executives in Nairobi, Kenya. The business world in Nairobi is based upon corruption. The International Mission Board uses biblical principles to train businessmen in ethical management and business relations. IMB uses relationships built during training sessions to later share the hope of the gospel. You can help by praying for businessmen who will stand for the gospel. And the children of Congo want you to choose shoes. The Evangelical Free Church of America announced that its 2009 Vacation Bible School project will be to raise $25,000 to buy 2,500 pairs of shoes for Congolese kids. These children walk 8 to 10 miles a day in worn-out flip-flops. They walk to school, to church, to get water, and anywhere else they're going. This project will spread the love of Christ in a tangible way. To learn how you can help, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is recruiting prayer partners. We need people who believe in the power of prayer who will commit to praying over each MNN news story every day. Will you commit? Go to missionnetworknews.org, enter your email address at the bottom, and we'll send you 5 stories to pray over every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.